So you know I'm doing my fasting thing.
Yeah.
So I don't eat past 6 o'clock in the evening, mm-hmm. traditionally.
Yeah.
And then I won't have anything till 10 o'clock in the morning. I do that Monday to Friday. But yesterday I had a kind of a I was training for the couch to calendar, can't you tell?
Yeah.
And had a big feed at 3 o'clock and I didn't eat. I stopped eating from then.
Okay.
So I came in this morning, and as we say up the west,
yeah,
me belly was stuck to me back.
Gotcha.
And I said, I've got a tube of Flavin's porridge.
I've seen it downstairs, loads of times.
And
it looks like a big Pringles.
Yeah.
Tub.
Except it's full of porridge.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll have that when I get in. I'll bring a bit of fruit, and I'll be fine. Walk into the kitchen, open up the porridge, and turn to my right. There's three people with cellos and strings. It's very, very busy. Wow. The porridge is 85% gone.
You're having a laugh.
And I will find that person.
You're having a laugh.
Cleaned out I was.
What?
Now, what is a suitable...
Who eats porridge? Never mind someone else's.
What is suitable penalty for a workplace porridge thief?
Oh, I would... you know me, right? I've got a dry scalp. Let's shake a load of dandruff. No, listen. Revenge is a dish best served cold and silently. They should not know they've been got, because then it's sweeter. It's ever the sweeter. So you get me to go downstairs. I'll give you a good old, I'll get massive dandruff shake, and then we'll tip that in and we'll mix it around, and then we'll just know that whoever's actually, robbing.
You've just upset me for the day now. The thought that somebody could have done that to me. So let's have another early round winner on a Friday morning. You've got 25 minutes to text in and get your name in the draw. 0833 96 96 96. Again, give us the right answers. But if you give us the wrong answers, you end up in a little montage like this.
3, 2, 1.
Go!
Question number 4. What is the capital of Belgium?
Capital of Belgium. Oh,
Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Turkey.
Farts.
Christmas dinner, little green things that make you fart.
Luxembourg. Holland.
No. Like sprouts. Think of sprouts. Question number 7. Can you name the ship stranded in Ballycotton?
Titanic.
Question. Brain fart. Brain fart.
I think I deserve it for that.
If we had to give out $2,000 for the funniest answers we've received, this company would be bankrupt and folded a year ago.
I don't think it would have been that much of a tragedy of a movie if Jack couldn't get on the door in the playground in Ballycotton. There's no room for you, Jack, but I'm lying on the tarmac.
Paint me like one of your Ballycotton girls.
Ice cream right ahead.
Question number 7. Finish this movie title. Austin Powers International
Hotel.
Question number 9. Who is Ireland's first president?
Hand the phone to Sophie.
What's his name?
What is the name commonly given to a badger's home? A badger's home is called a what?
Skunk house.
Did you call a badger's home a skunk hill?
I don't know, mate.
What two actors played Dumb and Dumber?
Jim Carrey and...
Yeah.
Jeff and another first name for a surname.
Think of a bottle of whiskey.
Jeff Paddy.
Question number 7. Stop the clock.
Stop the whoop.
Question number 6. What year was the moon landing?
1840.
I'm going home.
They went up to the moon on a penny farthing.
They went to the moon, and then 100 years later, they invented cars.
Good morning.
It's time to wake up.
Feeling so good.
Casey and Ross in the morning.
Wake up.
Quartz.
96 FM.
Casey and Ross in the morning, Cork's 96 FM, 6:49 is the time. Happy Friday. Gemma's been on to us on WhatsApp. Morning, Gemma. Lads, we had that discussion last night. We've been searching for a really good comedy, and there's nothing out there. Highly recommended, Still Game. Still Game, have you seen that?
No, that's old, I think.
Yeah, brilliant unsanctioned comedy, according to Gemma.
Yeah, that's quite old.
We do, you're right. We need a new comedy.
Oh, BBC Scotland, yeah.
And you know, you're a writer on The Young Offenders, so I've got access to a writer. So here's my idea.
Go on.
You know the way I love Japanese people?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Six Japanese people living in a flat in Bantry, okay. They have to integrate into Cork society.
Go on, I'm with you.
Caucasians.
I like it. All right. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Write it down.
Me, is it? Yeah. I write it now. I don't think so. I've access to a writer like I'm Wi-Fi.
I think it'll work.
The 2 grand minute.
It's Cork's biggest breakfast cash.
It's there for the winning. Good morning, Victoria.
Hi.
Ross.
What's cracking?
How are we all?
Good.
Good. Friday.
Any interest in Love Island, lads?
No.
No.
Okay. It's coming back. They have seen workmen spotted grand. Just both of them. No.
No, well, I'm not going to lie and pretend like I'm into something I'm not into.
Yeah, that's true. Workmen have been spotted grafting to get into shape for the summer. They're getting the set ready.
Great. Another 22 twonks into the limelight for another couple of years.
Sitting around the fire pit.
I like you, Vicky.
Let's talk about Brexit.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Is it about trees?
But do you like me?
Hang on a second.
What?
Is this really my front or is my head on backwards? Which way is your knees meant to bend? Is it like a dog backwards or is it forwards?
Oh, you ask really complicated questions.
Victoria?
Yeah?
Can you see me when your eyes are closed?
Let me just try.
I think I've got very thin eyelids.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You don't even need to watch the new series. Spoiler alert.
You just got the new season of Love Island live on air. Well done, lads. Dahi O'Shea's in the papers this morning. He felt he had to take on more responsibility for RTE's Today Show because Maura Duran stepped back.
Yeah.
Oh. Sinead Kennedy came in. She was brilliant.
Yeah. She's great.
She's excellent.
Yeah. Sinead's a legend.
And that's not just a Cork thing.
She's
excellent.
She is.
Dahi says that they're going to be wrapping up the show and he's going to miss it. He's going to miss driving from Galway to Cork.
Not forever. Like, they're just the series.
They'll bring it back.
Dahi O'Shea, by the way, mm-hmm. we have to do this, by the way, because Snoop Dogg is coming to the INEC. I think it's March the 11th of 2022.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm petitioning from now. We need to set up some kind of petition.ie thing or whatever to get Dahi O'Shea, the representative of Kerry, on stage with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
It has to happen.
And really? This is the song that they need to be performing.
Da 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 da. Who's the smartest person in Kerry?
It's a dog!
Da 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 da. You know I'm hanging out in Kerry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who's back up in this southern county? The kingdom is fire, baby. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Snoop Dogg.
I've got speakers in Kalani. Yo, I'm turning it up. A block of turf in my hand. You know I'm burning it up. Healy rays left or right. You know I'm hooking it up. I met some ancestors. Yo, I'm looking them up. Big homies put a goat on scaffold for pup. Javis with your wives down to the pub. Take a chance on the road because the sign says slow. I think it's more about the people's intellect than the roads. The women look strange, but you know I don't care. The only difference from the man is a bow in her hair. Politicians said they'd bust a cap in my ass, but the cap is flat and sitting on the head, this is gas. The locals speak riddles, an unusual thing. An old man said be careful of his fairy ring. The rose is a girl and a girl is a rose. Carries where my tour manager chose. Dahi O'Shea about to bring that straight fire.
Drop it like it's hot. A gram of clay.
Da 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 da. It's the one and only me, Dahi O'Shea, mother trucker. Da 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight out the killer streets of Tralee. King of the kingdom with a capital D. In brown shoes trying to get into clubs. In a tractor trying to run over dubs. Starting fights with a Cork fullback. Snoop confused cause I said, what's the crack?
Crack.
Walking home and we're lost in the woods. I told Snoop that the forest is my hood. South Kerry to the wild Atlantic way. It's Munster love. I speak Waelga like a real Paddy should. I know the bouncer so we got into a Shebeen pub. With my jeans on and the pushing strong. Got my stink on and old jocks on. And go home with an egg with no yolk on. My fashion style is the 2-triple low. When it's Fair City's next episode. Hold up. Scale. If Boogles would be thinking we soft, we don't play. Hurl until our boots fall off.
Hold up.
Skelp to the counties we'll be taking our ball. It's a Lee Road. Here's for City with the next episode. Hey, 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 hey.
It's you every day.
What is Ross's favourite things in the world? Food,
yeah.
Wine,
money, yeah.
Special cuddles,
mm-hmm.
and Dahi O'Shea.
Yay. Yeah.
Morning, Dahi.
Ross, I'll tell you one thing, right? Just because myself and Snoop Madra are doing a world tour of Kerry, right? Right? I'll tell you, Ross Brown, boy. When I catch you, you won't be Ross Brown, you'll be Ross Black and Blue.
Guy, how are you, you legend? How's things?
Sir, I'm in great form altogether. Listen, the days are getting brighter, people are getting vaccinated, people are happier. We've about another 2 weeks left in Cork.
Yeah.
So, I love going up and down, but it's nice to break off for the summer as well, because geez, the road is me killed, lad. Will you build the M20 or whatever?
You know, get that motorway.
I was only thinking of you yesterday, right? Because I said to Casey, I goes, geez, he has to be out wherever, because you were out in Skibbereen there the other day, and I was like, he must be out like early in the day doing, like, you did an Instagram going, you know, I'm here and this is what's coming up in the show. And I was like, I've an idea, Dahi, right? We could save you a ton of time, and time is money.
So Dahi was doing his...
Here's what Dahi did on Instagram the other day for today.
Today
show.
I'll be coming live from the town of Skibbereen here in West Cork. Loads of crack to be had. We'll be catching up with award-winning filmmaker David Putnam. We'll be meeting some local business owners as well. We'll be catching up with the mammy of the O'Donovan brothers, RT1 Half 3. We'll see you then.
Brilliant.
See, there you go, right? Like a pro. One take totally.
I had to go to bed after that. That was it. I had to wake up then because I was hungover, so I shouted in, and then I had to take a Baraka before I went on just to perk myself up.
So
and
here,
I had to close my eyes again during the ad break.
I can save you all that hassle, right, Donnie, right? All we need to do is just get a photograph of you and put it up on your Insta, and I'll voice those things for you, right?
For free.
For free. Say, for example, no, you're in Mayo, right? You're doing a show from Mayo, right? Right, so here we go, right? 3, 2, 1. Modern Destiny. I'm here in Mayo talking to a woman who knitted new hands for her husband after a freak calving accident. Seamus O'Shea is cooking up the traditional Mayo dish of disused car tires and twigs. We'll be getting the locals' reaction to a photo of a foreign lad, and we talked to genealogists who ended up getting more work as a matchmaker. I'm in Mayo, Mara's on the jacks, we'll be on the telly today.
Can I tell you one thing? Don't be telling people how easy it is.
10 past 8 is the time. Casey and Ross in the morning. Cork's 96 FM. It's Friday. Casey and by the way, there was a do not swim notice for those of you thinking ahead to the beaches for the weekend. Do not swim notice has been lifted for two of those beaches. So Sandy Cove and Gary Vaux beaches have been lifted with immediate effect, and there's an advisory currently in place for Fountainstown. It has improved from poor to sufficient, but if you're going swimming at the weekend, have a look at beaches.ie on the Cork County on the County Council website, or at Cork Coco on Twitter for updates on the beaches. If you're going for a little dip this weekend,
very good.
Just to make sure that you're nice and safe.
Did you see the Eli Lilly story that was out yesterday?
I did.
So they won a Cork Chamber of Business Award for 2021.
Nice one, Eli Lilly.
They're 5 decades in Cork. Fair play to them.
We should bring them out. What you get for 50 silver watch, is it, or
something like that? They should get something.
We'll bring them out something.
So they won it. But no, and even though they were deserved winners, right? And I'm not trying to take anything away from
them. What's the title of the award that they won?
Cork Business Chamber Award.
Oh well.
Yeah. But here's the thing. There was a lot of businesses that we know about that weren't even in the running.
Really?
So I'm kind of going, hang on a second, why weren't these even nominated or shortlisted or even longlisted? I mean, for example, let me think of some of my favourite businesses. That place where I always go to relax.
Oh, yeah.
Are you looking for the most sensual, relaxing Thai massage in Cork? Well, look no further than Grana Brahar Thai Massage. We offer the greatest Thai massages known to man. You don't even have to be there. Just drop off your ties and leave our experienced masseurs do their work. We will caress your cravats, massage your ties, and de-stress your dicky bows. Grana Brahar Thai Massage. we love you long time.
Didn't even get a look in,
not
Ross.
Even a look in. And you think over the pandemic,
yeah,
you'd be going, hang on a second now. Surely there was a lot of kind of businesses that might have, you know, repurposed themselves or found a new way to integrate into the new normal. What about Rob Toomey?
What?
How can I protect you in this crazy world? Well, Lion from the Chronicles of Narnia with Perspex. My name is Rob Toomey and I'm the ghost when it comes to preventative Perspex protection. In layman's terms, my plastic glass is class for saving your ass. Suitable for shops, dole offices, relationships, playgrounds, gentlemen's clubs, armed robberies, catfishing, all other types of fishing. You can now find it in your local confession boxes to keep you safe from coronavirus and hypocrisy. So remember the name, Rob Toomey, when you're looking for cover.
It's Rob Toomey.
Rob Toomey.
Perspex. It's Rob Toomey.
Rob Toomey.
Perspex, yeah.
Too many people spit what they say. I won't let that happen today.
It's got to be, yeah.
Rob Toomey.
Perspex.
I mean, like, well done, Eli Lilly, you know everything, but this is absolutely disgraceful that those two fine Cork businesses didn't get a look
in.
And don't tell me Barney Castle didn't make the list. Ah, for God's sake.
Hi there, boys and girls. It's me, Barney. After my kids' TV show was canned and all of my cast of kids grew up and started their own ethical quinoa farms, I found myself in a state of dinosaur limbo. Nobody wanted to play with Barney anymore.
Ah, poor Barney.
So I moved to Cork to set up my own business. Introducing the all-new Barney Castle. Yay! Set on 200 acres of lush green land with chocolate rivers and edible rainbows. Ooh. Barney's friends are big and small. They come from lots of places, like my director of operations, my friend BJ.
Hey guys, my job will be to hold you upside down by the ankles while you kiss Barney's stones.
Yay. Oh, I'm so excited. I'll see you at Barney Castle and Dungeons.
When you hear Casey and Ross in the morning,
you know you're listening to Cork's 96 FM.
Lisa, the question was, have you ever gone out with somebody for money?
Yeah.
We asked you that question, and I absolutely love this.
So basically, we were on a night out with my friends, and this guy comes up to me. So I was like, oh, can he please go away? So as I'd been out with the girls, I was like, no interest. And no, I was still being very nice to him. So like that, we just kind of got chatting and I don't know, soccer came up. And so I was like, so who do you play for? So in my ears, I thought he said Aston Villa.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, very impressed. So I went from the allergic stage now to the mauling stage.
I love it.
So as the weeks went on, I was still telling all my friends that I'm going to be this wag, that I'm going to be over in England, blah, blah, blah. So like that, I was saying to him, so when are you actually going to England? So he was like, where? I said, England. So he was like, sorry, no. He said, who do you actually think I play for? I said, Aston Villa. Sorry, no, to bust your bubble, but it's Aston Villa, which is on the south side in a boggy field. I went out to support him, and I was the only one there in the lashing of rain. So, to say the least, that bubble kind of burst really fast.
Oh, was that the end of the relationship?
I kind of finished it then there. Well, I wanted there and then. But kind of a couple of weeks later, I was like, no, I don't think this is going to work.
So you thought you'd Dwight York and you Dwight Cork.
Yeah. So, so I did finish it. And you know what? It was actually my poor nan. She kind of just said to me, Teresa, that you're making a big mistake here because he was a lovely guy.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I rang him back and we're together 20 years since.
No way.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So we're getting married next year in Nurka, please God.
Oh, wow.
Where are you getting married?
We're getting married in Nurka.
In America?
Merca in Spain.
Oh, Merca in Spain. Are you sure? No, it's not y'all and you just misheard him.
Oh, well, if he just shows me y'all now for my wedding, I'll kill him altogether.
Best of luck to both of you.
It's Merca in Spain.
Brilliant. Best of luck to both of you. Thanks for ringing in. That's fantastic. Brilliant.
Good luck.
Thanks a million. Thank you. Bye.